Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have in the studio with us our guest. He is one of the area's better known, if I have to say it, I think everyone knows when I mentioned cardiologists, they think of Dr. A.J. Shaw, and that's who we have with us. Welcome to the studio, Dr. Shaw.
Thank you.
Dr. Shaw, I've got a couple of questions for you. I've always wondered what effect impatience has on people's health, maybe because I am. And it's funny because you are someone who is really preaching the importance of prevention and of doing the right things in order to live a good life. Talk with me about impatience and how it affects people's health.
Absolutely. First of all, you're not impatient.
Okay.
You know, if you can take me on and listen to me and take our message to our community, you're a very patient man.
Thank
you. So you're not impatient. Second of all, you made one of the most important points, to be frank with you. Many physicians, many hospitals, even our society and government and insurance companies have forgotten over the last 50 years that at the end of the day, a lot of the medical conditions, including heart problems, arthritis, stomach problems, reflux. To give you an example again, the stomach problems, reflux, is not made in stomach. Most of the time, it's made in mind. Mind over matter. I always tell my patients. When we deal with pain, for example, and as we all know, many patients will need a lot of pain medicines, and some people will need minimum pain medicine when they go through surgery. And I always question why. And eventually, the answer is very simple. Mind over matter. So to answer your question one more time, a lot of the heart conditions are made in mind, not in the heart. People say, but what do you mean? Well, heart blockage, we know now, it's not the cholesterol. It's not the blood pressure. They're all very important. Don't take me wrong. Controlling blood pressure, controlling cholesterol is very critical. But the plaque begins with an inflammation. Plaque begins with an inflammation. And inflammation most of the time happens when you have high levels of adrenaline floating around in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And adrenaline, we know now, is not just a hormone which creates inflammation, but that hormone, matter of fact, can make your blood very thick. And when blood gets thick with an inflammation in an artery, the plaque starts. And when once a plaque happens, and if plaque ruptures, and if adrenaline is floating around, and if a clot happens, that's an instant heart attack or a stroke. So again, the root of the problem, heart attack, stroke, reflux, even I dare to say a lot of the arthritis, the root of the problem many times is inflammation and adrenaline floating around causing that inflammation. So where does adrenaline come from? Adrenaline come from the insecure mind. You can call it anxiety. You can call it in any way, depression. But it, at the end of the day, again, it's an insecure mind.
Right.
So we need to secure our mind. You know, we secure our house. We secure our properties. But we forgot that it's the mind and it's the heart we have to secure. And that's where this question comes. How can we secure? How can we appease our mind?
So it sounds like the idea of mental relaxation
Absolutely.
Is a skill that people need to develop. And the premise that I know Rick has always believed is that when you have a fish tank, whether it's in your office or in your home environment, and you look at and you admire the natural world and the movement and the sounds that a fish tank makes and just the overall feeling that it creates, I think what I hear both of you saying is that that's what creates the relaxed mind that can create the health benefit that causes less adrenaline and therefore less chance of problems. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, with Rick, the beautiful thing with Rick is I always say, if Muhammad doesn't go to mountain, mountain comes to Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
So if I cannot go to Florida, sit on the ocean and watch those fish, or go to Alaska and watch those whales. You know what Rick does?
He brings them to
my office, my home.
Yeah,
so we should thank for all the work he has done for the last so many years. I mean, he's one of the most dedicated person I've ever seen in his profession. I don't see it that often. And I've been doing this for 25 years.
Right.
He's like the fishman or fisherman of our community. So thank you, Rick.
I completely agree.
You know, it is that we are locked in Michigan, and Michigan is a beautiful state. But it doesn't have the beaches. It doesn't have the opportunity to escape that we would think of, mainly because it's just our home. We don't escape from our home. We can. We should. We should go to Mackinac Island. We should take long drives. We should do all those things. But, you know, when the people come into our store, we've really created that atmosphere of an escape. You know, like, let's go. Let's just journey. Let's just have fun. And if that's where it ends, if people just can come in and enjoy the store – best example, and I think of just the whole conversation you had. When I think of my lawyer, Gene Turnwald is a gentleman that has his practice out in Okemos, and for about 10 years, he would come in, and I'm saying every day, and here's a type A personality,
yes.
Here's intensity, here's
yes.
adrenaline,
yes.
You know, here's a lawyer that has to perform on stage every day,
yes.
every day.
Yes.
He would come in and just yes. look at our tanks
yes.
for an hour, two yes. hours, literally yes. every day, just to calm down.
Yes. You know, I mean, when I took our kids to Chicago to aquarium, and I was happy to pay a $15 fees to just get in and see fish.
Oh, yeah. Shed's
we got
a
Rick,
great
Rick
place.
Here. We got Rick here at no cost to come to his place and watch and enjoy.
Yeah. And I don't know. One thing, there's something about fish for the right person. Obviously, it's not for everybody. And I think that's another point that you were making earlier when you and I were chatting. It's not for everyone, but for those that can appreciate it, when you sit down and watch the movements of fish,
absolutely.
You know, it's almost like when I first met you
absolutely.
Here in the hallway, all of a sudden my blood pressure went down. Why? Because he was calm, because he was yeah. guiding, because his voice was calm. And when I look at fish, I have that same feeling when I sit there and I watch fish. Everything's going on. The life is crazy. You know, customers are hitting me at every time. And I stop and I watch the movements of fish. And all of a sudden, I'm calm.
Well,
almost yoga-like.
I absolutely agree. You know.
Well, once again, giving us sage wisdom and a dose of prevention. Thank you, Dr. A.J. Shaw, for talking about the subject with us. Rick, after the break, we're going to continue our conversation, and we're going to bring in a school teacher to talk about the educational benefits that aquariums can have in the classroom right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain.